The best tea in the city.
I think Lobola will never be irrelevant. That's me. Maybe because I have a daughter. But what about damage? You impregnate a girl and they say pay damages. What's the significance of that particular text? Does tradition and culture still have relevance today? Bond freeze, millennials, what do they say about this? All right? Well, I have my colleague Zuko here.
Kaya FM.
95.9.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
And the pillar funding when on Jan
and Kabaka Levinica on Janity was.
If you need him proper, Emyam.
I
see vinegar le. Lay you wide leg. Lemyama, you vinegar get that. Zuko, when were you born?
I was born in 1989 on the 2nd of February.
2nd of Feb. And yeah. What do you do?
Digital. Content producer here at Kaya.
Yeah.
I'm part of the digital team and I do a lot of really cool stuff online and
you guys make us look good online.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
And smart too. Not only that, where were you born?
I was born in the Free State, but my parents are originally from the Eastern Cape. Mm. So I spent majority of my life in the Free State and I've recently moved to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
So my upbringing is partly go Free State, but originally from the Eastern Cape in Ngamak. So yeah. It's a very interesting life I've had.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that sets the scene in terms of who Zuko is, right?
Yeah.
Tradition.
Mm.
Do you follow tradition?
I follow tradition, but to a certain extent I feel like there are questions I've been asking myself about the concept of tradition and what it means. Why is this still relevant in 2018? And there's certain things I'm not really sure about as to why we have to follow this particular tradition or this practice.
Give me an example.
A typical example would be how we treat our women in different cultures.
Yep.
Another example would be the obvious one, which is initiation schools. And
let's start with the women.
So in my culture, majority of African cultures, a man's role in the family is to be the head of the family, right? And that a woman's place is in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to cook for your family.
Mm-hmm.
There are gender roles that are specific to those two different people in a relationship that I feel in 2018, things are starting to shift a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's certain things I'm not comfortable with.
Like?
The fact that you don't really, you have to follow this particular tradition the way it's meant to be followed, and you can't deviate, you can't adopt certain things from certain cultures to make it your own.
When you ask questions,
sometimes you find that the people you're asking the questions to, they've been practicing this culture for a very long time. When you start asking why do kids not eat eggs? And why are girls not allowed to sit by the door? Why is it that when you hit someone with a broom that they won't get married? Like, you ask yourself these questions, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
What's the origin of this they call it superstitions or old wives' tales?
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Who came up with this idea that this means this?
Yeah.
And so the moment you start asking those kind of questions to your elders, you get that just do it. This is how it's always been done.
Yeah.
And you cannot.
Otherwise, you're gonna be labeled as disrespectful.
You don't respect our culture. This is how we've always done things. This is how things work. Stick to it. And sometimes I have a problem with that.
All right. Zuko will be giving us his 3 teaspoons on if tradition is relevant.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
I'm hanging out with my colleague Zuko. He's part of our digital team and he is a bond free. And obviously, one of the things that he's wrestling with as he is a growing man is tradition. should he still really continue the very same old traditions? And here are his three teaspoons. The first one.
First one is we don't understand that as millennials, as people my age, there are certain things we question and we don't understand where the origin of these cultural practices come from.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the first one. We just need to get more clarity on where this comes from so that we can, so we proudly practice it. So I feel like...
So basically there's a problem in how it is being taught.
How it's been taught, how it's been passed down, and how this is how it's done, and this, you cannot do it any other way.
Two,
I feel like traditions and cultural practices in 2018 do not necessarily fit with what has happened with the evolution of where we are in society.
Mm.
So there's certain things like paying for lobola.
Mm.
You're supposed to pay cows. I live in Joburg. I'm a 20-something-year-old. I want to get married, but...
But cows were currency.
Cows were currency.
But now currency now could be bitcoins.
Exactly. Why can't we use bitcoins to pay lobola?
I knew it was going there.
It's a sad reality. And also the whole concept of paying to be able to be with someone. I mean, these are two people who love each other. Why is it that I understand the cultural part of it, but in 2018, I feel like a lot of people my age question this whole thing of lobola.
Mm.
There's even apps now that determine how much you're worth.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, so the second one is culture in 2018 does not fit with our daily lives. It does not. Some of the cultural practices don't make sense.
Like the fact that you can't keep it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and you guys at Bonfries, you test drive the concept of cohabitation.
Yeah.
So you stay with the person before you marry them.
Because it helps to understand the person you're with before you
and
marry them.
And that goes against tradition.
Goes against tradition.
I hear
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's that's a very tricky one because you wanna get married to someone, but you also want to have comfort in knowing that I know this person and I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with this person because I know this person. I have lived with this person.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus
now we can sign the line.
Let's sign the line. Let's go the whole nine yards.
The last teaspoon by Zuko.
Last teaspoon is cultural practices are not open-minded. So it's almost similar to the first one that we don't understand where this comes from. They're not open-minded in the sense that there are things that are happening in the world right now, and we are exposed to so many other cultures. We're exposed to what's happening in the States and Indonesia and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing how people are going about their lives and how fulfilled and happy they are.
Mm.
And I feel like the reset button or the iOS update to the culture is not there.
Exactly, so what I said earlier on. Yeah. Said that we upgrade software on everything. Why not tradition and culture?
Exactly. And I feel like to a certain extent, it matters that the older generation understand that we have these questions and we have these concerns about certain cultural practices that, hey.
Why are you worried about the older generation? They live their life. You're living yours.
The problem is if you start being this innovator of culture that comes and says, oh, listen, we're not going to do it this way. This is how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's 2018. Like, you start getting resistance. The last thing you want is you're starting your own family and now you are doing things your way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's backlash. There's like, no, you're disrespecting us. This is not how things are done in this culture, which is a problem.
So you uba uholihlahla.
Yeah, you are disrespecting us.
Yeah, you are rabble rouser.
Yeah, so cultures need to be open minded. Like there are things happening in 2018 that we cannot ignore, and we need to be in a position where we say, this can go. Let's try this.
Zuko, in essence, through the three teaspoons, you are saying culture, tradition, they need a software update, right?
That's what's up.
Okaya FM traffic, I'm forgetting to
start. I'll start with Kinelo. Kinelo, you're on a collision course with grandma.
Yes.
Regarding your daughter.
Regarding my daughter. So my grandmother had certain practices that she wanted me to practice, but could not explain the reasons why.
Hmm.
So,
like?
For one, she is of the belief that when my daughter was a month old, or rather when a child is before they turn 3 months, they should not leave the house. Uh-huh. And I just needed her to explain to me why. And it got into a huge argument. Like, she just felt like I was being disrespectful. Mm. And I was like, you know, it's not that I'm being disrespectful. I honestly just want you to give me the reasons. Mm. And she could not. She really couldn't explain why. And as a result, I just took my child and we went to the mall when she was a month old. Instead, my mom then had to come in and explain certain things like, you know, when the baby's skull has not developed, there are a lot of things that are in the air that could affect that. Obviously, it's not strong enough, so therefore, her immune system, she could be prone to meningitis. Mm. So,
it's a killer.
You know, and for me, it was like, how do you know this? And she's like, you know what, Kenelo, unfortunately, certain things we don't document, and as black people, so we don't have the ability to explain them. Mm-hmm. But if you go to a doctor and if you research, I'm sure there is a way of explaining it. Just your grandmother can't tell you how. So I think,
because she also just followed.
She told me herself, she's like, when I can hear the problem, how could one put and then nakabuta mamaka, one disrespect. When my mom said do this, I did it. She doesn't understand why I'm questioning it. So yeah, we had that. Yeah, until yeah,
they after thought, it was explained, you felt it is still relevant.
Of course, I genuinely believe it's still relevant. It is relevant to everyone, black or white.
Vangs,
gender roles, Prati.
Tell me.
I think they need to be done away with or redefined in a certain way. Like, I remember my father is the one who took us to school. Like, our first day at school, me and my sister and I, he was always there. My mom taught us how to cook. So she redefined those, I mean, in the household. And there was no such thing. It was, you're all kids, you're equal, and you will do so. So I think it changed my mindset, and as a young person going into relationships more especially, I love cooking. I insist on cooking. I enjoy cleaning. I think for most of us black people, actually, it's therapy. It's on a Sunday, listening to Touch of Soul.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was about to say,
yes,
that soundtrack is important.
Yeah.
Thanks.
In the background.
Yeah. So lente ukuthi umfazi wenza lokho and indoda yenza lokho, I think it's immaterial. If anything, it diminishes the value of a relationship, more particularly with kids.
It diminishes the fact that you need to play to your strengths.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
So.
Yeah, because we are enabled differently.
Mm.
You know, our strengths are totally different, and we need to play to that power.
Mm.
If for us to be a formidable force, isn't it?
Yeah, because just because you're a male, it does not mean that your biggest strength is provision. Your wife could be the bigger provider. Mm. She could be the one who...
Provision also means time, by the way.
Yes, that's true. So it's redefining and what's important to your family. And just defining what a relationship is first and foremost for you in this day and age, and what a family is for you, and not...
You know what's the problem with what you just said?
Mm.
You're going to have a label. Kodwa umfazi uhleli ufunda iphepha ubuka iTV when you apheka.
Yeah. It's yo.
I was like, without disrespecting anyone, Zuko, right? Just to say, but hold on. Does tradition and culture still have relevance today?
Mm.
I guess that's the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
And why is it that when you, as a born free, when you ask questions, you are seen as disrespectful?
Yeah.
And you have ended up coming to a conclusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is because the person you are asking feels challenged because they too don't have an answer.
They have absolutely no idea why it is that we are supposed to do things this way. And when I ask that question, why, what does this mean? It's like, no, I don't know, but let's do it.
If there are clear and safe channels to observe circumcision practices,
mm,
why are we still insisting as cultures,
mm,
on risking the lives of our sons via the traditional initiation school?
I think a lot of things have gone wrong with the whole practice of circumcision, especially in my Xhosa culture.
Mm.
The introduction of getting medical professionals to do it, as opposed to the traditional way, yeah, of getting
or at least fusing the two,
and it's gotten to a point that there's so many people that are dying now, and I've gone through the practice, so I understand a bit about its significance and what it means, but at the same time, I found myself asking this question: where does this originate from?
Yeah.
When was it first practiced?
Yeah.
And I found that no one could give me the exact accurate answer of why do we still practice it today the way we are practicing it, that there are people that are dying.
And the reason for you to do it so that you, given is that so that you can sit with men in the crowd.
Yeah, because if you don't go through the practice, you can't exactly be married. It will not be recognized by the community. You can't sit in the crawl with the men.
Which crawl? Way.
When there is a traditional ceremony and you will not be seen as amongst the men that have gone through this practice.
All your life, you are in the city, living the best life that Zuko is living. Mm. You are running a digital house here.
Mm.
Crawl? How many times do you sit there? At least a year.
Yeah, it depends on the number of ceremonies I have to be part of, but it's not up there in terms of the things that I have to do. So
while you're in the crawl, what are these men drinking?
In the crawl, it's quite fascinating, actually. So we drink mkomboti and brandy. And
brandy.
Yeah, and it's...
Hold on, pause.
My Xhosa people are very obsessed with brandy. Which is something I found very awkward when I moved, when I go back to the Eastern Cape. It's one beverage that is highly consumed, and every ceremony there has to be a bottle that is put.
It's now part of tradition.
It's part of tradition at the center. Jani. At the center of the crawl, Nancy Potile brand, and then someone has to explain why this bottle is here, but. Which was awkward for me, because how is a brandy part of my cultural practice? Where does this brandy come from?
You see, that's what I love about Generation Who. I get where you're coming from.
Mm.
Because you're like, brandy, mkomboti, here, tradition, njani.
Because I was expecting, yeah, I understand mkomboti. I mean, we have to, it's a celebration. Yeah, let's drink mkomboti like the way our ancestors have done it. Umama from the village is going to make it for us and we're going to drink it. And then, brandy. Like, we have to drink
have
brandy.
Have you asked where it comes from?
Well, from what I hear, after a while, there was this introduction of new different beverages, but this one was the one that it just hit home.
Someone decided,
yeah, we're going to start drinking brandy. Like, I'm telling you now, if you go to the Eastern Cape in December when there's a traditional ceremony, there is going to be a bottle of brandy being consumed.
Somebody decided that there must be brandy, just like somebody can decide that the medical professional stuff can be part of initiation.
Exactly.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Zuko is here and he's going to join me as we take your calls during last sip, as we're asking the question. From the Born Free's point of view, is tradition or cultural practices still relevant? Take the last sip. We're talking about if tradition or culture, some of those aspects, are still relevant. Ditsego, RT, now I'm worried that we are losing ourselves as Africans and blacks in particular. We question our culture and tradition, want to change or update it, and continue to adopt Western cultures and tradition. We question the issue of Lobola, but we engage each other and go further and have a white wedding at a venue. We are also selective in our questioning. We never question polygamy. Instead, men embarrass us. Some of our culture and traditions are not explainable, but there is proof that it works. And which goes back to some of the things are, in actual fact, very difficult to explain. That's why you're asking questions and you're not really getting answers, right?
Yeah, it's sad to actually think that some of these cultures, they're really beautiful. Like, I don't have a problem with polygamy. I don't have a problem with Lobola, but my thing is, I want to understand where does it come from and how is it still applicable in 2018, where a lot has gone so wrong with all these different cultures and how people have actually gone about practicing it.
Aren't you sometimes blamed by your Western education background, hence you're asking these questions?
But the reality is, at the end of the day, it was, you can't not allow people to get new knowledge and seek out different ways of approaching a problem that exists in society. Mm. The reality is, a lot of people have are going through a lot of mental issues because of cultural practices.
Oh.
Because you followed this culture to the T, and certain things don't make sense, and it affects you as a human being, your sanity. Like, you're not well because you followed.
Hence, in labor was such a huge issue.
Yeah, it was.
Because here you are homosexual.
Yeah.
But
the reality is, at the end of the day, every culture has to realize that there are homosexuals in their own culture. And I felt, to a certain extent, that the reason why a lot of people didn't like what they saw was, one, it opened up a door to a sacred, hidden culture that everyone knows exists, but now the door was open to get in. And yeah, it was the biggest debate last year, and it still is, to a certain extent.
Still is. All right, let's hear Vusi. Vusi, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Tio.
Hey, welcome, Vusi.
I'm good. Man, I'm thinking, I don't know why we people have to question our traditions and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to look at it in a certain way, you look at the Jewish community. Mm. The Jewish community still do what they have to do, and nobody questions it. Why is it that our traditions need to be...
Maybe because the new generation, especially, because remember, the focus on tradition here is more on the new generation, the born frees. Maybe it is not questions because the Jewish community, during Sabbath, which I've attended, they do explain the origin of things and why things are done. And I think, as black communities, we are failing to do that, no?
Exactly, Tabo, because now when you talk to your kids now recently, all they talk about is Google this, Google that, Google this. You know, I'll give you a typical example.
Mm.
I have a daughter. At some stage, she gave birth to a child, and I said to her, look, here's your list. Rona Fenter, Herla Mansis, Serukulu. She went to kids and she asked for Serukulu. And I was like, oh, okay. What's happening here? I mean, I had that thing in the house all the time. She could see me spitting and chewing on that.
Mm.
But all of a sudden, she wants to go and buy Kogun to in a good place. And right now, another thing, if you look at it, this month, you guys are actually working on Folktober.
Folktober, yes.
Yeah, and what is folk to us?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to me as a folk? I mean, my folk tales, and it relates to me as to being what I am.
Exactly.
So why should I move away from that?
Now, okay, you know, Vusi, to you and I,
yeah,
because I can tell Wuntang, or at least Rotmaniam,
yeah,
there's not a problem. Is us explaining it to our kids, I don't think we are doing a great job, my brother.
No, the thing is, they don't want to listen because they're Google free.
No, but we should be the first knowledge, shouldn't we?
We try, Tibos, you try, and when they get together, it's like, I mean, what I don't understand is when people go to school and my kids have to come back and talk English to me, and when you say to a kid, where's the Sotho? But no, my child doesn't talk Sotho, and I'm Sotho.
Okay, all right, listen, I get you.
Yeah.
But we also can't run away from the fact that we encourage our kids to learn proper English so that they're not looked at by society like, didn't go to school. So we are to blame for your kids, for our kids coming home and speaking English and not our own language. So
the first incubator is the one to blame, the parent.
Exactly. So you can't blame parents. I mean, you can't blame kids for having this mind that you are delegating to the school system to go and
inculcate your child.
Exactly. And you have a problem when they can't understand their own culture.
Halala. Stella, good day.
Hey, Timos, how are you?
I'm good, man.
I'm good, guys. I mean, I strongly believe it is still relevant,
okay,
right? The traditions and customs that are done within a particular family, those must still be maintained. But we are not saying they are cast in stone now. They cannot be amended, young man. We can amend certain things. Like,
give me an example that one. Give me one that you can amend.
All right. Ngesintu, right? I was taught ukuthi umamezana ngimbambi ngesandla, right? Now my dad has instilled this belief ukuthi umamezana umbambi ngesandla. But if umamezana wami is ill and it's just the two of us in the house, angeke ngigijime ngiyobiza umuntu estradeni. I am there, I'm in the house, ngizombamba umama, ngimthathe, ngimfake emotweni, ngimuse to get the medical assistance that she needs.
Did you ask where that came from, though?
I've never gotten a clear answer, to be honest.
I think umamezala wo abamba ngesandla for the first time. I tell you now.
Yeah, but
since then, but no way. Yeah?
Yeah, the rest of the other things, though, he actually does go into detail and explain origins, which is why I think I'm so culturally rooted.
Nice one. I'm glad he was able to, yeah. Because I think that's the part that I think is frustrating, Bonfries, to say, explain. Don't tell me when I ask questions that I'm disrespectful when you are failing to explain the basis of why you say I must do what I need to do.
Which is true. They take us to schools that enable us to think. And then when we start thinking, when we question, it's now a problem. But you wanted me to be educated. You wanted me to have a better way of thinking. So when I'm questioning, it's not because I am doubting what you are teaching me, but I understand the logic behind some of the things that we are taught.
And if there's no logic, say so. You know what I mean? If say so, but there's no logic. We must just do them. Say so, then at least I know, right?
That's true.
Thank you, but. Bongani.
Hey, Prasad.
Show us that, but welcome.
Sharp, but okay. Mina like jungle muntu like born late 80s. You understand? So only in between, basically.
Yes.
But then now, if I may say, when I practice, I think as news into. And njengomuntu, like when you grow up, like awusazibhengi ngelihlo lobuntwana, like sowuzibheka with a matured eye.
Yeah.
So ngizoyenza like two examples for yena prati. Sikhule bathi awugundeli amazipho endlini or awugundeli inwele noshonwa or whatever is going to happen. So I think abantu bakudala they will scare you for you not to do that thing, basically not giving you a proper explanation, you understand.
Yeah.
But then mina ngoba sengikhulile, what I understand is that back in the days they didn't have proper lighting, so whatever tool that they were using to shave, they weren't as cut, I don't understand. Maybe they would say, Ntombazana ijambi izibi. That's the way to teach you, as a woman, I mean, you can't jump easily, it's not to say something bad is going to happen, but then it was a way to train us, to teach us, what is an easy thing we shouldn't do, you understand?
Yes, don't be lazy, don't do this, and
you understand, it was a way of training us anyway for maybe for umishato or whatever the case might be. And then last example, maybe Prati, they would say, Makshoni will continue well. So now, if you look back in the day, that was a form of way of because then inwele bekungakhundwa constantly, bekungenama hairstyles and so forth. So ukukhunda inwele was a symbol of starting afresh, you understand? Because inwele like izovela kabusha. So mazokhunda inwele, it's like you lose a parent, then ukhunda inwele like being born again, like you understand, starting afresh. So that was for my understanding. It's not something that I was taught or whatever, but then
you used your mind to come to that.
You understand. Like Pratik, Dalad me babeki sinko, umakreza bagado speak, and then halfway, uzos keep as kache, and then as we sell the oven in. But then when you think of it, Pratik, it does that Dalad, I'm oven, but I'm a kuma cool.
Hey.
So now they want to use a kupuga, I think, and then end up a sea sharp hazel.
Yeah.
So as myself, which we have, uzos kata, I keep a little, and then leave the remaining half.
And there are still those who still do it even in a bigger oven, by the way.
I question, especially when it comes to the funeral, when my son passed on. I was told to take a tapisiwa in. So gain the best luck that I have that my son passed on. I did it for peace sake.
Because they failed to explain to you why it should be done.
Exactly, because I said, guys, my son has passed on. For me, we have to happy sewa in. And I just say, nyama, because my son has passed on. They couldn't answer. I did it for peace sake. Because my mama was old and all that.
But now you need to carry it forward, right? You understand that, right?
No, not an Avaka. Unfortunately, those are the things that to say somehow. Like enough, kivikini aloki the person who does. If we can check them, the other things they cannot be explained. How are we going to practice something that we don't even know who is a hala in? Like the latest now. My sister died in December and my mom died in January. Ne? And Yavan Tawori, no, you party, why leave? And I said, guys, mama was old. She was 87, bearing her firstborn. It was meant to her, you know. And again, what happened to you? I was like, guys, Mama, I saw you. I'm okay.
So, have you?
Anyway.
Zuko, let's close this. Tradition is still relevant. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
There are certain practices that should they be explained to you properly, mm-hmm. especially in terms of where you come from culturally, you will then understand. Some, I will tell you now, they don't make logical sense. Mm-hmm. They don't have to make logical sense.
And Tibos, can I tell you that I feel like as young South Africans, the reason why we question a lot of things is because we feel like there are missing links in
yes.
in everything that we've been taught and everything that we hear from our elders mm. to a point where you begin questioning why are we practicing these traditions mm. which causes a lot of confusion for young people like myself.
I get that.
Talking weddings and talking
everything. When are we getting your blog? I know you're going to write a blog on this.
Very soon. This week, there'll be a link on our social media handles.
Yeah.
We'll definitely write up on it.
I celebrate you. Thank you, man.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.